This November, Floridians voted to give more than a million convicted felons the right to vote. Voter registration opens tomorrow for convicted felons who've completed their sentences. But there's been confusion about whether the amendment can go into effect immediately or if more legislation is needed. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis, who will also get sworn in tomorrow, says the amendment requires a new state law before it's executed. Advocates disagree and say rights should be fully restored as planned tomorrow. Here to walk us through some of the confusion around the voting measure is Daniel Rivero, a reporter and producer at WLRN in Miami. And he's joined by someone on the front lines of this, Wesley Wilcox, the supervisor of elections for Florida's Marion County. Welcome to you both. Daniel, let's start with you. Can you give us a sense of what does this constitutional amendment mean for former felons?
Basically, Florida was one of the only three states that permanently disenfranchises people who have been convicted of a felony for life, unless they go through this arduous rights restoration process, which under recent years, under our current outgoing governor, Rick Scott, basically very few people in any given year were actually restored those rights. So the voters signed petitions, they put this on the ballot, and it was passed. It was overwhelmingly passed. So overnight, on paper, tomorrow, on January 8th, all these people are supposed to have the rights restored. They'll be able to start voting in mayoral elections, Senate elections, the governor elections.
But Daniel, so this sounds pretty straightforward. Why is there so much confusion?
The fact that it's overnight and this was passed and this is going into effect on paper before the legislature even comes into session is really where a lot of the confusion is around this. There's a lot of confusion about the definitions. You know, one of the things in the amendment is any felon who has completed all the terms of their sentence gets their rights restored. But now the question is, well, what does that mean? How do you know if someone's completed the terms of their sentence? Is that after they've finished their probation? Is it if you owe court fees? Is that considered part of your sentence? I've talked to supervisors of elections, clerks of courts, people up and down the state. There's no cohesion on this. You know, some people say, like here in Miami-Dade County, we have a supervisor of elections, Christina White. Her office said late last week, you know, we're ready to register people. But then you talk to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which has a hand in this because they're the ones that actually determine things as far as criminal justice. They keep a lot of that data. They've told me they can't do anything until the legislature passes something. Now, the problem is the legislature doesn't meet for two more months. So even if they tackle it immediately, you're going to have a gap where there's a lot of questions of definitions.
This sounds like a big mess. Wesley, you run voter registration in Marion County. Does this new amendment cause confusion from where you're sitting, from your perspective?
I really don't believe it does, because starting tomorrow, if a voter, regardless of their felony status, if they've completed the sentence and done all of that, and they come in and complete this form, check box two, which is the box kind of in question. If they check that box, they're a registered voter, in my perspective.
We spoke to State Senator Dennis Baxley about this issue last week, Wesley, and he obviously, as you know, he heads the Florida State House's Ethics Committee, and he has an interesting view on the matter. Let's take a listen to what he has to say.
My biggest concern is I don't want 67 actually supervisors of election all coming up with their own way that they validate this person as being eligible. And particularly when you're talking about potentially 1.5 million people.
Wesley, what's your response to that? Is it possible that you and other election supervisors could do things differently?
I doubt it. You know, with all due respect to Senator Baxley, as a supervisor of elections, if a voter completes this form and presents it to us, whether it be in paper format, online, however they complete this form, and they check that box, box number two, and let me read you number two real quick, and it says, I affirm that I am not a convicted felon, or if I am, my right to vote has been restored. If a voter completes and checks that box and down at the bottom where they sign it, and there's an oath down at the bottom that says, I do solemnly swear or affirm, so on and so forth, and that all information provided in this application is true. If a voter completes this form, signs this form, and provides it to me, We're going to process that through, and I believe all 67 of us are going to process that through virtually identically.
Daniel, I want to ask you a question here. The ACLU and other groups are saying that this delay essentially will counter the will of voters. And we've seen other ballot initiatives that are passed in Florida. Sometimes, they think things will go into effect immediately and then politicians step in and delay the process. Do you see that as happening on the ground right now, Daniel?
Well, there's certainly a sense that there's a sense of frustration and a little bit of anxiety pointing to that, potential reality. I mean, we will really find out tomorrow. Now, from the people I've talked to, they've told me that this is likely to come to a head in the city of Tampa. They have a mayoral election in early March, just as the legislature is actually meeting. And it's a big deal. It's one of the biggest cities in the state, in one of the biggest states in the country. And you're having a mayoral election. If you were to tomorrow go and register to vote, you would be eligible to vote in that election.
I wanted to bring in one more statement here from State Senator Baxley, Wesley, and get your thoughts on it.
I'm going to get accused of voter suppression and all these things. And in fact, it's very clear that it's just trying to make government work well. We're going to implement this. We're going to implement it timely, and we're going to improve it.
Wesley, your thoughts on that as somebody who's going to have to be part of that implementation?
The statement is, we're going to implement this. I believe that's 100% accurate. If a voter walks into my office, an office in Tampa, and they complete this form and provide it to the supervisor of elections, we're going to register that voter, and they're going to be a registered voter the following day. And so they'll be eligible for the upcoming spring mayoral elections or any other type of election that's upcoming. So it's going to be implemented, and actually, people talk about it being tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. or whatever else. In the state of Florida, we have online voter registration. So I highly suspect that there will be people at 12:01 a.m. this morning here in just a short few hours becoming registered voters. So welcome to registration.
Wesley Wilcox is an election supervisor in Florida's Marion County, and Daniel Rivero is a reporter and producer at WLRN. Thanks to you both.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.